Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
You know, silence is golden. That is the old saying that we have heard for years. Silence is golden. Quiet. Silence. Science. Not science, Goofy. Silence. Silence is golden. Golden, I tell you. Gold. Or is it? We'll talk about that in a moment. Here on the Nebulous Ramblings podcast, hosted by yours truly, John Moore, at WBT Radio. I love the News and Brews thing we had last month. Got to meet listeners to the station, people I've talked to for years on the phones, screening the calls for Vince Coakley Show and other shows over the years here at WBT as a screener and a producer and a board operator, various roles, fifth wheel, chiming in guy, different things. Third wheel of the Spires and Krantz show back in the day. But for now, thank you if you came out to the WBT News and Brews event. And if I got to meet you, that's good. If not, come to the next one. We always have a good time out there. It was a blast. So, a lot of fun. Not much silence out there at that event. It gets pretty noisy. We have a lot of fun. But you'll find a world trying to silence you outside of events like that. I'm talking about in general. They count on your silence. When you pull up to the pump and put gas in your car or your truck, and you see that, once again, instead of $1.75, $2.13, $1.89, no, it's $5 or more for gas. Gas for your car or your truck. So you get out your card and pop it in there. Don't use debit because they can clean out your account. Just learned that recently. And that, use your credit, which makes sense because somehow they put a hold on your, if you have a debit card account, which you can select that even if your card is a debit card. Most of them will give you that option. But I digress. So you pump your $5 gas into your vehicle. Maybe you get $50 worth just to stop it right there. Or 40. And you're like, well, you know, man, I better stretch things out here. Don't worry about filling it up. Forget that. Hey, here's a question. When's the last time you actually filled up the tank in your car? When is the last time you filled it up all the way? Topped it off till it quit taking gas into the tank of your vehicle. I'd love to know how long ago that was. I know for me, it was probably 2 years ago. Prior to January of a couple of years ago, if you know what I mean. Yeah, it's been, let's put 50 in here, 60 in there. Maybe every once in a while, 80, if I'm feeling lucky. It's been a good week in the market. So what happens? You get ticked, you get peeved. You don't like it, but are you silent? Silent? Yeah, the gas is high, but I guess that's our lot in life, isn't it? Yeah, we'll just have to take the $5 gas and just go quietly and not complain. And thank you, sir. May I have another? I'm so sorry. I think I spilled a droplet of gas. I'm sorry. silently, you take the $5 gas or the $4 gas. Well, the inflation, the case of sodas you used to get. Check that price compared to 2 years ago, 3 years ago. Eggs, milk, bread, basics. Don't let them fool you. Don't let the sappy chat and those people. Hey, look, inflation's down like a half a percent. Really? And since when? Well, in the past 30 days. Oh, goody. Yay. How exciting. No, not exciting at all. But I know. Oops, sorry. Silence. Yeah, silence. Oh, these egg prices and these sodas. God, the bread and the milk. You really shouldn't eat anything because, well, you know, you end up with those dad bods and all that stuff. Look at these prices. I guess I'll just have to take it and the prices will be, you know, I'll take more of my money and get the food. But that's just our lot in life, and we just have to, you know. I can't wait to vote again for that nice old man who's so friendly and good. That mean guy was so mean and just a meanie head. And I was so glad to vote against him, but it cost me $6 for gas now, and build the case of sodas within $14 and $15. I don't know what to do. But. Yeah, I know what to do. And it ain't be silent. We've had silence long enough. Tired of being silent or being silenced? Do you know that if you're a big social media person and you like to put out things over the past couple of years, did you know that if you had put something out over Twitter or Facebook that disagreed with the president over COVID policy, that they were actively pressuring the heads of Twitter and Facebook to shut you down? So if you got a warning label on something yours, or you got it shut down and taken off altogether, or maybe you got kicked off of a social media platform, guess what? That wasn't by accident. That came straight from the president. That came straight from the president of the United States through his little proxies in government, pressuring Facebook and Twitter to go along. And guess what? What did they do? They were silent because they're scared to death of the FBI. And I guess that makes a lot of sense because bad things happen. Bad things happen. You know, if you don't support this getting the vax thing, you don't just go along to get along. If you start implying that the vaccines haven't been tested quite enough and you have some sort of civil libertarian perspective that you don't want to stick something in your body that hasn't been thoroughly checked out, and, you know, you don't want to just you need to shut that down. Well, why? I mean, it seems like it would be safer. Well, because the big guy said so, if you know what I mean. Where's Hunter, by the way? But no, silence. Silence. So they kick you off the social media and it's quieter and it looks like, wow, well, I'm reading all these posts. I guess the vaccine's been pretty good. And now where are we? Guess what? I find a lot of silence now from the people who gave me hell over the vaccine 2 years ago. They were like, you got to get this. You got to get this vaccine. Everybody's getting it. You better pick one of the three. Where are those people now? Where are you? You pushers of the jab. Where did you go? I don't hear from you anymore. There is silence. So much silence. Just like the same people that were gloating 2 years ago when Mr. Biden went into the White House and became president. Where are you now? The only time I see those people are at MSNBC and CNN gloating because any opposition to King Biden is being prosecuted at every turn. That's the only thing I see. But the people that voted him in and laughed it up 2 years ago, well, I guess they're too busy paying for that $6 and $5 gas and those grocery bills, too busy to be on social media gloating at the moment. So they're silent. Silent. I don't hear a word from you. I don't hear a word from you vaccine mongers out there that were saying, get this or else. Get this jab or else. You're out on your butt. You're screwed and you can't be here because you don't have it. Where are those people now? Come on, where are you at now? Silence. Silent. Nothing to say. No defense for your BS. As the 20-something athletes die of sudden heart anomalies, myocarditis. And what about when you want to hear what happened to that athlete that dropped dead at a sporting event? What do you hear? Silence. It is silent. There's no follow-up. There's no commentary. There is nobody coming out later with an autopsy. Remember autopsies? To tell you how people died? But those went out the window 2 years ago when we just lumped everything in with COVID. You don't need an autopsy. They died of COVID. Well, that was BS then, and it's BS now. By the way, I keep these things clean, so I'm not going to throw any profanities in here.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Hey fam, I'm asking for your support. Help us raise money for St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. Families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food, so they can focus on helping their child live. By pledging just $19 a month, you're helping St. Jude give every child with cancer a chance. Help St. Jude save lives. Call 1-800-411-9898. That's 1-800-411-9898 and become a partner in hope today.
I'm still keeping it clean, family-friendly. I get a little animated, a little vigorous. But I'm telling you, I want to say bad words because it really makes me mad. You think about all that was done while good people were silent or silenced. That's all it takes for evil to run amok, for people to be quiet, look the other way, and just let it happen. And that's what's been happening. So I hope that you won't let people silence you because they want to. They count on it. They survive by it. They thrive on it. Your silence. No more silence. No more being shut down. No more being made to feel an outcast or like you don't fit in or you're not part of the crowd. If you're not doing the thing that everybody else is doing and thinks is funny, until 2 years later, whatever that thing is, it's like a 180 because they realize they stepped in the cow pile right out there in the pasture, the fresh one. Stepped right in it. Looked like a wonderful thing at the time. Something fresh, something new, something different. We're all going to get free stuff, and it's going to be great until it's not. You know what is great? Nice little cup of coffee right after a rant like that, because you know your vocal cords, they get so I don't know how it is. Maybe they just get stressed and strained because you get a little carried away, you get a little excited about the topic. I get excited about stuff like this because it comes down to you looking in the mirror and realizing your worth. You are worth something. You are worth more than they think. You may be worth more than you realize yourself. But as a human being, you have certain rights and dignities and things that don't need to be imposed on you. And you should have the ability to say yes and no without threat of blackmail or threat of job loss or threat of loss of health insurance or threat of, oh, we'll just take your vehicles away. Taking your vehicles away. There's another podcast for down the road. We have a big, giant auto industry in this country. The UAW is fighting over things right now with the automakers because they're being forced to go electric. Why? Why? Well, because in the natural heating and cooling cycles of the planet, somebody managed to hijack that for a personal agenda. And now you've got a power structure in Washington that holds the strings. They hold the power. They've proven they can do what they want using their Justice Department. So if you're an automaker, it makes me wonder, wow, did the heads of Stellantis and Ford and Chevy, did they get visits from federal folks, if you know what I mean? Well, you know, you better convert this stuff over to electric by 2035 or else. You know, I'm sure you love that family of yours. I bet you would hate to see something, you know. Yeah, you know what I mean. I wonder about that. Because they just knuckled. They just rolled right over and tried to sell us a bill of goods with these cars that'll burn up in your garage and burn your house down because they haven't figured out the science of electric worth a darn. But they just rolled over and took it because the president had the power. Because him and the Senate running up these trillion-dollar bills, passing all this stuff for his global warming buddies. His so-called green initiative buddies. These are payouts and paydays. These people are getting paid like Big Pharma. Nobody makes more in this country than Big Pharma and the green industry. Between the kickbacks and the subsidies, I might be in the wrong business. I'm just in the business of talking. And that's what I do. Right here on this podcast, Nebulous Ramblings. On WBT, your W, your B, and your T, as my buddy Bo Thompson puts it in the mornings, with Beth Troutman, Jim Zoki, Bernie Bowles, Boomer Von Cannon Traffic, Mark Garrison in the newsroom, Jeff Atkinson sometimes with us there. So, yeah, that's what I do here. Do some talking. For now, it's on podcast form. For now. Forgive me if I rambled a little bit there. I just got to, you know, I haven't really done one of these since our little news and brews get together. So it's kind of been building for a while and it had to come out somehow. So there we go. Normally, I'm not this vociferous. I'm not this, it doesn't manifest itself like this. Trust me, I'm really a friendly fellow. I just, man, the silence thing really, it's hard. It's not fun to be squelched. Nobody likes to be shut down and told to be silent. Silence is golden, you know. While you're stealing my stuff and assaulting me, silence sucks. Don't be silent. Get out there and make some noise. Happy Tuesday, by the way, August the 8th. 2023, and thank you so much for listening to my podcast. This is John Moore at WBT.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.